Are we ready?
No. Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Each and every week, we put Dave under quite a bit of pressure on the girly quiz. We're 4 years into this game now, and we still have three fresh questions to give to Dave this morning. Each and every week, he does have two lifelines that will help him along his way. One is a Simplify, and one is his phone a female. It's Emma this morning, Dave. Hey, Emma.
Morning, Emma. What's the story?
Hi, how are you?
It's just you on the phone.
With a voice changer.
Emma, what is the story? What, do you know what question I'm about to ask you in terms of your girly quiz knowledge?
I kind of have a bit of knowledge from listening to you, so I'm hoping.
Okay. That we have taught you stuff.
Hoping that you will either know something to do with body parts, beauty, or health. Which one is your main area of expertise?
Beauty, definitely. Like, I feel like hair and beauty is just like me main. So hopefully.
Do you know what? That's really good to know, because there's always hair stuff. Yeah. I feel like there's always hair stuff. So that's unreal. Emma, thank you very much. I'm sure I will 100% need you. And even if I don't, which is not going to happen, you'll win those Keen to Grow tickets. So congratulations.
Thanks so much.
No
Thanks
worries, Em. Hang on there. He'll need you, no doubt about it. And the other thing just to mention is if there's little ears in the car, we always just say that to you because it is the girly quiz. We talk about womanly things in and out, and maybe there's certain conversations you don't want your little children to hear.
Like what?
Just keep your hand on the dial, but I think we're fairly safe this week.
If you haven't had the conversation about hair, I'm sure hair is coming.
I think we'll be absolutely fine this
week.
Not in
that way. Just, I mean, like, just in general.
Hair is coming at some point. Okay, enough from me. Question number one on the girly quiz this week, David Hammond. Name the beauty products that you use to reduce shine in makeup.
Oh, reduce shine. Okay, I think that bronzer adds shine. So, what would be, like, some sort of mousse? Potential. Ooh, mousse. Mousse could be the answer. Because it kind of would darken it a little bit.
You're trying to reduce the shine now, yeah? So, like, when your makeup looks real shiny, you're trying to make it not look like that anymore.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will carry around this particular product. You know, if you're wearing your makeup like for
powder. Powder would be good. Do you know how I know it's powder? Because Emma shut up immediately. I guarantee you it's powder. I know this woman like the back of my hand. Final answer. Would you accept powder as an answer if that was my answer?
I don't think I can just accept powder. You're missing a key word.
Talcum powder.
I love the smell of talcum powder.
I don't know, and I don't want to waste Emma on this question because I've already gotten half of it. It was something powder. Melissa powder. No, that's water.
Great words
talcum
coming
powder,
out of you.
Baby powder. Baby powder, maybe. No, I'm gonna simplify. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Let's simplify it.
All right, here we go. What beauty product is used to reduce shine in makeup? In simplify mode, is it A, setting powder? Or is it B, BB cream?
Setting powder. I can't believe I got this right. Setting powder, final answer.
Yay! Nice. No messing around.
I'm still raging. I had to use a lifeline on that, though.
Do you know,
I got there on my own.
Do you know setting powder? Like,
no, never heard of setting powder in my life.
Really? Isn't it amazing the things that just don't...
Have you heard of setting powder?
Callum.
Yeah, I have. I've seen it, like, reduce shine. It's just like a little powder you puff on in it.
Right, okay.
So the way, you know, back in the old movies, they'd say, let me just go and powder my nose.
Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of, so you're setting powder if you're a bit shiny.
I thought that was code for do a poo.
Amazing.
I thought it was like a lady that, you know, the way that some people would say, I'm going to the little girl's room. And some people would say, I'm going to powder my nose. I thought that was code for doing a poo.
Are you?
Yeah. And I'd be like, why would they say that on the first date?
That's so funny. Okay, we crack on to question number two. Bubble. Space and knotted are all types of what, David Hammond?
Bubble, space, knotted.
What are they all types of?
Oh, what are they all types of? Okay, well, instantly I think of types of, like, hair or types of... Okay, so hear me out. I know this is wrong. But they could all be types of What do you call that when you get three strands of hair and you put them over each other?
Is that a plait?
A plait. I think there could be three types of plait. So I would imagine the bubble one is like when you're just kind of putting it in for the, like, you're just, you know, whatever, and it's a bit wavy and it's a bit out there and big. And space would maybe be if you, like, put gaps in it. And the knotted is like really, really thin. You know, remember on holidays you could go to the women and they do the hair braided kind of thing. That's what I would think. Bubble, space, and knotted. Bubble shoes, knotted shoes, waist attire laces, knotted, space. I'm just going up the body if
space
that's cool.
Shoes are a thing.
Space shoes are a thing. Bubble shoes, maybe you can float on water.
Maybe.
And knotted, they're just tied really well.
Yeah.
Going up to your knees, bubble, space, knees, bubble, like maybe a skirt, bubble butt, bubble on your stomach, no, bubble on your boobs, no, bubble on your neck, maybe a necklace of some sort, bubble in the hair. I've no idea, I'm going to have to call in Emma.
Emma, welcome!
Morning, Emma. I've got 30 seconds on the clock. Can you tell me what bubble, space and knotted are all?
Types of?
This is actually such a hard question. Oh my God.
Do you not know the answer, Emma?
No, I don't even know this either. I'm like actually so confused.
You're joking.
No.
Something in your life is bubble. Something in your life is space. Something in your life is knotted. What could that possibly be?
I feel like maybe it is here. I'm like, I don't know hair? If it is. So I'm
like a hairstyle?
It has to be something over here. Maybe, like hopefully. There is like a knotted hairstyle that I'm like, oh, it could be. What's the bubble and the face that's putting me off? I'm like, what is that?
Okay. Right. Emma.
I think everyone's going to kick themselves when we get to an answer on this.
We're on our own. And
I feel horrible.
You've just maybe lose the girly quiz, Emma, but it's fine. Don't worry about it. Right. Let's go for hairstyles. Final answer.
By the skin
what?
Of your teeth.
No!
We'll have to give it to you.
You're joking!
I'm not very happy.
Why? Why are you not happy?
Because they're all types of buns. Buns that you put in your hair.
That's a hairstyle!
Yeah, but they're all types of buns. You have a space buns, you have your bubble buns, you have your knotted buns. Does that ring a bell now, Emma?
That actually makes sense.
Yeah. Does it,
Emma, not to worry. You're off to Keen to Crow tomorrow. Enjoy the gig and thanks for helping Dave
thanks
out.
Thanks so much.
Thanks,
bye.
Emma. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Okay. Wow.
Wow. I was kind of...
Well
like,
done.
I wasn't there, but I come and it was around.
You're close. Can you see now the space buns are? You know, girls might wear them like two kind of big ones on the front of the head. That's a space bun.
Yeah. I'm so glad I said hairstyles and not types of... whatever.
Plats. Yeah. Also, that's also a hairstyle. Okay, question number three. You're on your own this time, David. Now, this is approximately, so don't stress. Like, I'm not going to be putting you to the hour or anything. But just give us an idea of what you think. After birth, approximately how long does it take the uterus to shrink back to its normal size?
The uterus?
That's where the baby was. I don't mind telling you that. So the baby's in the uterus.
Say everything you said.
Okay. After birth.
No, before you that, you started off by saying that you're not looking for the hour.
I'm not going to bring it down to like, you know, I'm not going to be cruel about it in terms of time.
Okay.
And don't let that put you off either. Okay. This at hour. I just mean in terms of like, give us an approximate amount of time, okay?
Go for it.
So after birth, approximately how long does it take the uterus to shrink back to its normal size after carrying a baby?
This always confused me as a kid because I'd be like, but they still have a belly, but they've had the baby. Do you know what I mean? And it would take a little bit of time. However, we did see Fiona Frawley recently, and she doesn't have that anymore.
She had Bobby back in March, though, yes. Yeah. In July now, yeah.
I would say it's probably maybe a month. I want to say a month, but I also want to say 6 weeks, which is two very different times. So let's go with 1 month. I would really, really like to win the girly quiz.
One month.
I'm going to go with 1 month. And 4 weeks. Yeah. Yeah. No, I also think it could be six. Does anyone have a coin?
Okay. I don't have a coin.
If my phone lands head, like screen up, I'm going to go with a month. And if it lands screen down, I'm going to go with...
Why is 6 months in your mind or 6 weeks in your mind in the first place?
I just think that would take take a long time for it to go down. Maybe it'll go a month.
No, I don't know. I'm just asking. Do your thing with your phone there and see what happens.
Okay. Screen up. It's a month.
I don't like that. Use your leak card because I don't want your phone to break.
It won't. It's on a carpet. Screen up. It will go for a month. You ready?
Yeah.
Screen down. 6 weeks.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Yeah!
Thank you, phone! I love you so much, phone!
You did it. Well done. Yeah, after birth, 6 weeks approximately until you get back down to your regular uterus size. Isn't
that
incredible?
Where did that come out of?
I've no idea.
Why did I do a 50-50 for myself?
Like that's bizarre.
I just really, really wanted another lifeline.
Your simplified would have been 6 weeks or 6 days, so you smashed it.
Class.
Well done, Dave.
Unreal.
I hate that.
Nine all.
I let the women down by being genuinely happy for him
sometimes. As always.